This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
It was actually interesting timing because we did an article with CNBC a couple weeks ago, but it came out a few days after you posted what you posted. So you posted something that got a lot of traction on social media. And then a few days later, CNBC dropped the article with us on. I said that I thought that 10 million was the number for financial freedom. I believe your number was higher than that. So, you know, the crazy thing is I put it on Instagram and then the people was like, well, this lacks context. I'm like, well, that's the point of reading the article. But you know, people don't read. So we will provide some context here if people are interested. So what's your three levels of wealth situation?
The video was very simple. Like if you're between it was a scale. So if you in the level of 1 to 10, you were essentially deemed poor, according to the lady in the video. If you were 10 to 20, you were middle class. And if you were 21 to 30, you were wealthy. And the thing that I took away from the video is that those that are in the poor working class, they use their labor to generate cash. The system is designed by purpose. The middle class uses their ideas to generate money. And then the wealthy use derivatives. To generate with their wealth, and they make money off the backs of both. So derivatives would be like a crypto exchange, a stock brokerage exchange, even stocks. If you look at what the formation of like owning other parts of a company, you're not doing anything really labor intensive to generate that capital. Yes, you have to go through the IPO cycle, but it's just different levels. Like when I first came on, I said you needed 28 million and everyone had an uproar. But I was talking to people who helped make some of these rules for how much people get paid and how much is deemed worthy. I keep saying, as soon as we got into Turo, Airbnb, real estate stocks, inflation went up and it drove down the value of our dollar. So you need a certain amount of money to be safe. I know for those of you who may hear these numbers, you may be like, man, I don't even have 100,000 yet. Use it as inspiration. That's what we all did. When I was seeing people making 30 million a year, like when Etwan, shout to Etwan from my hometown. When he went to the league, I was so excited to see somebody from my hometown make that kind of money. And when KK went to the Panthers, I was like, yo, if somebody from the Harbor can do this, I know I can do it. Don't let the numbers dismay you or dissuade you from trying to achieve your goals. Use it as motivation to get. But yeah, I agree. You need at least 10 million to hit a point of freedom if you want to be able to take care of the children, your wife, other family members, help be a good steward in your community. It takes a lot more money than ever. I can't find a used car for 10 grand right now. I'm actively looking just to see how much they've changed the used car market in 2 years. I was talking to Ish this morning. A Honda Accord costs 30 grand used.
Damn.
A Honda Accord. What? So if you go get a C-Class, S-Class, G-Wag, like they're driving these costs up to make up for what they lost during the pandemic. The game's not going to be fair. Inflation is always going to go up. And this is why you need more. And this is why you need to invest in the market so you can outpace inflation. So those are the three levels that are really key.
Yeah. And notice that what's happening. I'm glad you brought up the car market because I was, you know, shopping for cars. It during the pandemic and years after, the first year after it was, there was a shortage, right? Mm-hmm. It was a supply chain thing. We couldn't get the technology. We couldn't get the semis in. And so you started getting cars without power windows, cars without power seats. Some of the functions mm-hmm. inside weren't there. And now that's not the issue. But now you have rates that aren't going down for the near future. And so
yeah,
businesses are going to find ways to make sure that their win is built in at any cost.
At all costs.
At any, yeah. Like... And the person that is going to be put at sacrifice of it is going to be the customer. So
absolutely.
When you go into these situations, just know that. And if you're building a business, know that. Right? These are lessons. Right? We're talking about even at a 750, actually my credit was like 795. And the rate, rate is what it is. It's 7%. It's 7.5. I'm like, wow. So the person that has a 650, what are they getting? 9%, 10%, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about people that are financing cars 5 years. So it's going to, I don't know how many people are into refinancing cars. I mean, you can do it, but not many people do it.
Not many people do it. And I think the highest you can charge for a car is, what, 16%? That's insane.
That's incredible. That's a lot.
That's insane.
5 years? Like,
it adds up. And then she going to tell you, no, we ain't going to cheesecake. Oh, inflation on the dates.
We gotta talk about
this. Now, why is cheesecake getting a bad rap though, bro?
But I want to talk about this 10 million thing if we can.
Yeah, before
we go to cheesecake, because you know a lot of people didn't fully understand it. So when we did the interview with CNBC and the reporter asked us, what do we think the number was for financial freedom? And I said that I thought, you know, depending on a variety of different factors, where you live, but if you live in a major urban environment or a suburban environment, close to an urban environment, East Coast, West Coast scenario, you would probably need $10 million to have financial freedom.
That's
and
a fact.
Then he responded back and he said, well, do you think that this is realistic for most people? And I said, no, it's not. But you asked me a question, so I'm just going to be honest with the answer that I'm giving you, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the whole point of we're big on entrepreneurship, we're big on investing, we're big on understanding. So, yeah, the average person is not going to reach $10 million in investable assets. But if you're on a pathway to work towards that, you might reach a million. You might reach 1.5 million. You might reach 900,000. Guess what? That's better at 70 years old than having $20,000. You're not going to be able to
hit that at the park. Yep.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to fly private around the world but you're going to be in a better situation. See, a lot of people never actually did this for a living. I actually did this for a living for 12 years. So I know what it is to see somebody who's 68 years old with $50,000 coming into your office asking you, what can I do? And you got to be the person to tell them nothing.
I can't do anything.
But you never had most, all these people on social media that's commenting on this, they never had that conversation. Also, these people on social media that are saying like, well, I only need 1 million and I'm going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. But the vast majority of people have never made 1 million. Let me tell you something. $1 million is a scary, this is a scary number. From 1 to 3 million is actually extremely scary. Because when you're below a million, you don't really care. It's like you're just hustling and you don't really have nothing to lose. But when you get to $1 million, you realize that you're technically quote unquote rich, especially where we come from, but you're a few steps away from being broke.
And rich broke, Dr. Duvall. Yep.
No, it's actually extremely scary.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you end up losing sleep about it because it's like nobody wants to be the person that is seen as a failure, somebody that lost everything. So now you're kind of walking on eggshells because you know that that's not enough, right? But you're a millionaire, so you already beat the odds. But you'll never experience that until you actually experience it. This is when we talked to Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban told us, like, nah, $1 million, I'd be scared. If I was a millionaire, I'd be scared.
Rick this, Ross too? What number did Ross say? If he had it, he would be terrified.
10. He said 10. He said at least
at 10, he's scared.
But
I just want to finish this. So the whole
I want to add context to you.
I just want to just finish the whole thing. But so what I'm saying financial freedom is what I'm saying is the ability to live off of your investments to be able to do whatever you want to do to stop today. Now, of course, that's different for different people, but it's not meant to discourage people. It's meant to tell the truth. So if we're in an environment where inflation is at record-breaking highs, right? The dollar is losing value all the time. We understand that housing prices just continues to go up no matter what happens in the economy. The price of education, nobody talks about the price of education.
Oh,
inflation.
My God.
Yes. You don't want to talk about spending $200 to go to InvestFest. How about spending $75,000 to go to a school that you can't get a degree from, that you can't get a job from after you get a liberal arts degree?
For 1 year.
Or $20,000 in high school.
Yes. So, do you want me to lie to you? Or do you want me to tell you the truth? Because I can lie to you. But that's not going to be beneficial. So that it's outcries and outrage on social media. Well, it's not beneficial because me just sugarcoating something, like I've actually seen the inner workings of it. I've seen that $1 million is not enough. I've seen people with $20,000. I've seen people with 10 million. I've seen billionaires. I've saw every different level and have conversations with people at every different level. So to be completely honest with you, I'm kind of lowballing it at 10 million.
If we want to get to the honest number,
to be completely honest,
I just want to use 10 million because I'm going to show you the level of consistency. And this was really a kudos to you. At 18, my only goal was to have a six-figure job in life. Like I was like, if I make six figures, because I hadn't seen anybody do it. When I was 26, and at this point, you had just started your career in financial advising. You sat me down. I got my life insurance and I asked you the number. And the number you told me when I was 26, so that means you were 24, you told me it was $10 million. Sure. I said, why? Why is it 10 million? This is 15 years ago. I said, why are you saying 10 million? You were like, look, if you can make 10 million, we can put it in a fund, a mutual fund, and that can garnish you 3% on the conservative end.
Muni bond,
right? Yep. And you were like, look, you can garnish 3%. So if you get 3%, you're not even doing anything. But if you can make 3%, you've made 300,000. So if you're looking at 100,000 as a thing that you were making in, as a teacher, now imagine that you have additional 200,000 on that. You can't live off 300,000. And at that moment, I was like, yo, it's got to be 10 million. It's got to be 10 million. And I'm just saying at that point, and this is 15 years ago, I'm like, all right, this makes sense. And so it was like, how do I get to the 10 million so that I can live off a conservative 3% to garnish 300,000 just by investing? I'm like, oh, wait. That makes perfect sense. So 10 million was my number. But then again, when we sat down, I said it could be eight figures. It could be seven figures. It just depends on your threshold and where you're at and what your leisure is, like what your freedom is. But it's going to change for everybody. But it gives context because when you said 10 million during the interview, and then when I read the article again, it made me think back to that moment.
Yeah.
But 10 million was the number then. It was the number then.
Listen, you can either get the truth or we can gatekeep. We're going to choose to tell the truth. I told y'all 2 years ago, or no, a year ago, when we met with Kyrie. Kyrie's like, I don't have enough money for my tribe. I'm like, it's public record what you make. It's not enough for me and all of my family I'm going to take care of. That's when I said, oh, shit, let me really get to work. If he's concerned, and at the time he was, what, top 10 in pay, how can you rest on your laurels and be like, I'm good? And we've also seen some people be up, and then it comes down because they get comfortable. We're going to tell you the truth at all costs, and I know it may be scary, but like I said, use that number as motivation to find a way to get there. Or you're going to have to pay the penalty when you get older. And if you have $20,000 in your elder years, I've seen this happen with my grandmother, the healthcare system is going to find a way to claw $100,000 at a time out of you with surgery and prescription medications. I know a bunch of people right now that's paying $1,000 a month for a prescription they really can't afford. Then you have surgery, insurance doesn't cover all of it. Now you got to pay 30, 40 grand out of pocket. Trust me, at every level of life and wealth, they're going to find a way to get money out of you. Please take the information and apply it, and don't be outraged at it, because the outrage doesn't help any at all.
And then the last thing I'll say before we bring on our guests is that we're not going to be revisionists here. We're not going to rewrite history. I did see some comments like, well, nobody ever tells us how to get there. We're not going to act like Earn Your Leisure has not been around for 5 years. Market Mondays has been around for 3.5-4 years, where we provide weekly information on Market Mondays.
Yes.
How to start investing into the stock market, how to invest in ETFs, how to invest in index funds, how to invest in stock options, how to pick tech stocks, how to do all this stuff. And we're not going to act like we didn't have 1,000,001 episodes on real estate, on credit, on Airbnb business, on dropshipping,
vending machines,
anything that you can really think of.
The only thing y'all didn't cover was OnlyFans. Y'all covered everything else.
Like,
bro, come on,
if,
man.
If you haven't received the information yet, it's because you're not interested in you're not interested. So what we can't do, we're not going to do, is rewrite history and play the victim. You'll never say that you wasn't provided the information. Now, you can say that you didn't act on the information for whatever reason. You can say that you disregarded the information. You didn't take the information serious.
Or you listened to the wrong people.
Yeah, but we're not going to sit here and say that information is not, and it's still currently being provided for you for free.
Hello.
Say it again.
Hello.
So,
hello.
I get the most complaints about charging on Monday when we do the show for free every Monday.
Hello.
Make it make sense.
And Vladimir, that's the one thing. That's the one thing.
Let's get to it.
No.
We're going to get to it. No.
How are you going?
Well, I'm going to talk about just one thing, because he was like, know, they charge for information. His people that's similar to him have a history of trying to rewrite history, especially when it comes to Black people. So we're not going to let Vladimir rewrite history. Vladimir, if you're not familiar with the platform, we have put out more free information than anybody in probably recorded history when it comes to investing, financial literacy, and like real details. No motivation, inspiration, actual steps, how to. This is why people in the comments didn't even respect what you said, because it's not even factually true. So if you are going to critique something, then it has to actually be true outside of just... you're just repeating narratives that you just heard over and over again. So to say like we gatekeeping information, that's stupid. You're talking about you gave information to little Bibby. We give information.
Call Charlemagne and ask what I did.
Like,
what are we talking about?
How is freeing Larry Hoover a Black?
That's how far we go.
And you ain't sent no money to Larry.
No. First, before we do that, I want to give a shout out to ACT for that moment. We got to shout out to ACT because he stopped.
No, I mean, he did the right thing.
He did the right thing.
Sure. He held his composure.
Exactly.
But let's talk about this after, because I want to bring our guests.
But just shout out to ACT for that.
I just want to say, Vladimir.
We're not done with him.
We're not going to let the Vladimirs of the world rewrite. Because I do know the Vladimir, Tenev. He's a billionaire.
The real Vlad.
Yes. He's a billionaire.
You're mad we'll call Putin too. Quit playing.
On a star,
you never. It's funny till it's not.
It's funny till it's not.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.